श्रीमद् भागवतम 10:24 डेट 25 फरवरी 2015 स्पीकर हिज ग्रेस जगत आत्मा प्रभु
द स्काई वेयर आर माई नाउ यू डिस्ट्रैक्टेड मी साविद्युत अलोंग विद लाइटनिंग Stanayit Nubi and thunder Aspasta diffuse Doti its illumination Archanam covered Brahma the spirit soul Eva as if Sagunam, with the material qualities of nature, Babo was manifest. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sky was then covered by dense blue clouds, accompanied by lightning and thunder. Thus, the sky and its natural illumination were covered in the same way that the spirit soul is covered by the three modes of material nature. Lightning is compared to the mode of goodness. Thunder to the mode of passion, and clouds to the mode of ignorance. Okay. Thus, the cloudy sky at the onset of the rainy season is analogous to the pure spirit soul when he becomes disturbed by the modes of nature. For at that time, he is covered, and his original brilliant nature is only dimly reflected through the haze of the material qualities.
बादलों से ढका आकाश उस शुद्ध आत्मा के सदृश है जो प्रकृति के गुणों से विचलित हो जाता है क्योंकि तब यह आचार्य हो जाता है जिससे इसकी मूल ज्योतिर्मयी प्रकृति भौतिक गुणों के गुहार से मंद मंद प्रतिबिंबित हो पाती है
Okay. So, these are modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, are very, very powerful. Very
powerful.
Even we are doing devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. Am I free from the material modes of nature? You see, to get completely free from material nature, one has to be a pure devotee. And even when you are a pure devotee, then you have to be 24 hours engaged in devotional service. That is explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai Pumsa Parodamo Yato Bhakti Aradoksije Ahaitakiya Patiaita Yayatma Supersedati, that the supreme occupation for all humanity is loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to fully satisfy the self. So we have to understand what means unmotivated devotional service. What means unmotivated? Some description is given in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in teachings of Kapila Deva. Chapter 28, text 29:8 says, devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent and angry, and who is a separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. A separatist. This word separatist is used several times here in this description of devotional service mixed with the modes of material nature. The word separatist. A separatist means they have separate agenda. They have separate desire. Their motive. They have their own motive. This Srila Prabhupada says in the purport a couple of times that it's very important to understand what this means, this thinking you have a separate motive than Krishna. You see, many people, they worship Krishna because they want something for themselves. And what they want is not what Krishna wants. They've got their own personal desire. They don't think of what Krishna's desire is, they only think of my desire. So they come to Krishna and they want something from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, give me some money. Oh, Krishna, give me good health and strength. Oh, Krishna, make me famous and a big man. Oh, Krishna, make me happy. Krishna, give me liberation. Give me mystic powers. Mystic powers. These are their own personal desires. This is not the desire of Krishna. And you may say, well, how do I know what is the desire of Krishna? And Krishna tells you in Bhagavad Gita, he tells you what his desire is. Very simple. Sava Dhamman Paricha Ja Mame Kamsalam Vaja. Then you give up all your varieties of desires. Yeah, all these desires, they're different varieties of religion. You want something. You see, those persons who are worshipping Krishna to get something, they're not even devotees. That's not a devotee. They may worship Krishna and give some result. This is called Karma Yoga. And that person who worships Krishna like that, basically, they're materialistic. They're a materialist. But to be a devotee means that you just do things for Krishna's pleasure and happiness only. And mode of ignorance. In the ashram. Like this. In the mode of ignorance. Like this. That is one kind of, but you worship Krishna and you chant Hare Krishna, therefore you're very good. That's good. And Krishna says this thing. He's one kind of adhikari. One kind of adhikari means a devotee. Let's say a kanista adhikari, madhyam adhikari, uttama adhikari. Adhikari means pure devotee. Because his only purpose in life is to serve Krishna and give Krishna happiness. You understand? People may be worshipping Krishna to get something, but we have to come to this point of knowledge, understanding we don't need anything from Krishna. Yeah, Krishna's supplying us with whatever is necessary. We don't have to ask him for these things. And that is the meaning of this Hare Krishna mantra. This mantra means, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please give me service to you. Make me your servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As long as we have a separate desire, we'll be very strongly under mode of ignorance. Here it's said in this part of Bhagavatam, third canto, that those devotees who are in ignorance, they're angry, angry devotee.
बताया जाता है वो लोग गुस्से वाले
And that anger means that they are something proud. They are very proud, Damba. And they are envious of others. They envy others. Like this. And they become angry. Like this. Yeah. Jealous. They are jealous of others. So this is very difficult to get rid of. This is not easy to get rid of. And Lord Chaitanya has given the instruction what to do. But how many of you will do it? Trinada Pisa Nichena Karo Pisa Hishnara Amana Namana Nena Kitanaya Sadahari. Yeah. So this becoming very humble and meek. Becoming very humble and meek. I may outwardly go, Ha Prabhuji, but inwardly you're not being humble at all. And because Krishna is in the heart, he knows everything, and therefore he knows just how humble we are. You see, that's the symptom of someone who's in ignorance. You might not even see it so much because they can, as a devotee, they're putting tilak, wearing sika, shaved head, all these things. Oh, sadhu, he's a sadhu.
It's a sadhu.
But actually, it's just an easy life, you know, an easy life. It's better than working in a job. And one may be very proud of external show as well. Oh look, I am wearing this saffron color. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, you have to learn what is pure devotional service, to know who is pure devotee. So here it is described that such a pure devotee, they are not affected by these lower modes of material nature. Therefore, my good dear Prabhupada would say, don't think that you are a pure devotee. You are not. You are just aspiring to be a devotee. So if somebody is affected by mode of ignorance, they may be something a devotee, but they are the devotee in the lowest order, the lowest category of a devotee. Yeah. Then above mode of ignorance, there's those persons who worship the deity. They worship the deity in the temple, but they're very also proud.
Nirvastar ke bhaktos se utkar
एक और स्तर भक्तों का है जो अच्छे पितर का सेवा करते हैं और सेवा करते करते थोड़ा अहंकार का या दम का अनुभव करते हैं.
And they advertise themselves, oh, I'm a great devotee.
And they इस प्रकार का प्रदर्शन करते हैं कि हम एक बहुत महान भक्त हैं, महान भक्त हैं.
They're also separatists. They also have their own desires.
ये भी अलग इच्छाएं रखते हैं और इन इच्छाओं के कारण वे शुद्ध.
But they're not angry. They're not angry.
वो गुस्सा नहीं आते, वो उतने गुस्से वाले नहीं होते.
They just have many subtle desires for name and fame.
उनके अंदर बहुत सारी सूक्ष्म इच्छाएं होते हैं नाम और यश प्राप्त करने के लिए.
And these subtle desires for name, fame, prestige, this is separatism. This is not Krishna's desire.
यह जो अलग इच्छाएं हैं कृष्ण को इच्छाओं से विपरीत या अलग से वो नाम या यश इत्यादि के लिए ये जो है कृष्ण की इच्छाएं
भी है. You should understand that Radha and Krishna, they want their devotees to be very meek and humble. Dainya Bhav.
आप सबको समझना चाहिए कि राधा और कृष्ण जो है वो चाहते हैं कि उनके सारे भक्त जो है विनम्र और बहुत ही सरल रहें.
This Dainya does not mean that I am not the, you know, like in charge, like temple president, and tells people what to do. It doesn't mean that. It means that you feel yourself to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. You're the servant.
इसका अर्थ यह बताया जा रहा है कि हमें यह समझना चाहिए, मानना चाहिए कि मैं दासों का दासों का दासों का दास हूँ.
Yeah. My spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, he would say that you have all been sent by my Gurudev. And I am here to serve you and help you to be Krishna. I'm your servant. And he's the Guru.
आप सब के सेवा में आपको भक्ति का शिक्षा देने देने का सेवा कर रहा हूँ. मैं गुरु हूँ और सेवा आपको भक्ति देने का कर रहा हूँ.
Just like a father has many children and he looks after them.
मैं एक पिता की तरह हूँ जिनके अनेक अनेक संतान हैं और उन संतानों का पोषण पालन करते हैं. मैं इस प्रकार से सेवा आवश्यकता कर रहा हूँ.
Yeah, of course, for the benefit of the children, he may sometimes chastise them and correct their misbehavior. But the father does this out of duty. It's his duty to protect and serve his children. So those people who are leaders, who are in authority position and guru, they may give strict instruction. They may do this. But that is their duty. They have to do that. And because they do that only for Krishna, they don't do it for another reason. They do it only for Krishna, therefore they are humble.
यह सेवा जो हम कर रहे हैं कृष्ण के लिए कर रहे हैं. यह सेवा जो है कृष्ण के लिए कर रहे हैं इसलिए वह बहुत ही विनम्र है.
Lord Chaitanya teaches this thing. Nadanam najanam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani swa bhavatad bhakti hai tu ki twayi. That I don't want any money. Nadanam najanam, no followers. I don't want any adoration. No, I don't want any beautiful women or men. And I only want devotion to Krishna. I don't want liberation. I only want
that. कविता यानी कि स्त्रियों में नहीं चाहिए, मुझे केवल भगवान का भक्ति चाहिए, भक्ति चाहिए, भक्ति चाहिए.
So this year you can begin to do this today. You don't have to wait to become purified to do this.
ये हम आज कर सकते हैं, अभी कर सकते हैं. इसके लिए अलग से शुद्ध होने का प्रयास नहीं करना है.
हाँ, it is the mentality. I will not have any more separate desire. I will only do what pleases Radhagiri Thali.
ये एक मंत्रव्य है. मुझे और किसी प्रकार का कोई विचार नहीं चाहिए. मैं कुछ और इच्छा नहीं रखूंगा. केवल वही करूंगा जो राधागिरि लाल जी को प्रसन्नता दे.
So I should have a good look at my heart and see, am I doing anything for me?
हमें अपने अंतकरण में देखना होगा, अच्छी तरह से अंतकरण में देखना होगा, क्या मैं अपने लिए कुछ कर रहा हूँ.
And if there's anything in there, throw it, get rid of it.
और अगर कुछ इच्छाएं ऐसे हैं जो हम अपने लिए कर रहे हैं, तो उसे पकड़ के फेंक दो, तुरंत फेंक दो.
And to help you get rid of those things, you must take shelter of Guru, Guru.
और इन गंदगी को बाहर करने के लिए मदद चाहिए, और मदद हम लेंगे गुरु से.
So you should understand what a guru is to take shelter.
हमें ये समझना बहुत जरूरी है कि गुरु का अर्थ क्या है और उनका शरण क्यों लेना चाहिए.
The guru is the representative of Krishna. He never says anything different than Krishna.
गुरु कृष्ण के एक प्रतिनिधित्व है और कृष्ण की बातें बताते हैं, इनके अलावा कुछ और नहीं.
And he himself is of ideal character. He has got himself free from this ignorance and passion.
वे स्वयं बहुत ही एक अच्छा उदाहरण पेश करते हैं और अपने आप को तम और रजस से मुक्त रखते हैं.
Also, the mode of goodness is also an obstacle.
ये सद्गुण भी एक एक प्रकार का अपने भक्ति मार्ग में एक अड़चन है.
Yeah, even the mode of goodness is the best of all, but still, that is also to be given up.
यद्यपि सद्गुण भी इन तीनों में सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, तथापि इसे भी मुक्त होना चाहिए.
In the mode of goodness, a devotee worships the Supreme Lord very nicely, and he does it to become free from sinful reactions.
इस सद्गुण में भक्त जो है बहुत अच्छा भक्ति करते हैं, और भक्ति इसलिए करते हैं कि वह सारे पापों से मुक्त हो जाए.
That's his purpose, is so that he can live a happy life.
यह उसका लक्ष्य है कि वे एक सुखी जीवन व्यतीत करें.
Yeah, and he gets a happy life, but he's contented with that, and he thinks, I'm very great also. That's it, mode of passion, down he goes.
और जब वो खुश हो जाते हैं, जब उनका जीवन संतुष्ट बहुत ही आनंद सुखमय हो जाता है, तब उन्हें लगता है कि हाँ, मैं भी अच्छा भक्त बन गया. और जैसे ही ये विचार आ गया कि मैं अच्छा भक्त बन गया, तो वो रजोगुण में आ गया और गया और उसका हो गया खत्म.
But pure devotional service has no such personal motives. It's simply to please Krishna. Just like this chanting of Hare Krishna, this chanting of the Maha Mantra. One may chant this Hare Krishna mantra to, indicate something else other than a service to Krishna.
यह हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जब कोई कर सकता है कुछ और बात को बताने के लिए, ना कि भगवान का सेवा के लिए जप करें.
Huh. Someone may chant this Hare Krishna in derision, to deride someone. Oh, those Hare Krishnas are very bad people.
कुछ तो हरे कृष्ण का उच्चारण करेंगे गुस्से में, ये हरे कृष्ण वाले बहुत ही गंदे हैं.
Or else one may chant Hare Krishna for musical entertainment.
Hare Krishna ka jab bahut hi manoranjan ke liye ek musical sangeet mein manoranjan ke liye Hare Krishna ko gaa sakte hain.
Oh, I'm a very good singer. I'll sing. Oh, Krishna.
और इस प्रकार से संगीत में मनोरंजन के लिए कर सकते हैं।
Like this, so this chanting, it can be done for material motives.
इस प्रकार से हरे कृष्ण का जप भौतिक इच्छाओं की पूर्ति के लिए किया जा सकता है।
Therefore, if there's material motive, then there will be material contamination, tamagun, rajagun, and sattvagun.
भौतिक इच्छाएं होंगे तो भौतिक गुणों से प्रेरित होगा जो कि तम और रज
But you have to chant Hare Krishna very, very sincerely from the heart for the pleasure of Radha and Giridhari.
तो हमें हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जप करना होगा बहुत ही पवित्र ईमानदारी के साथ राधा और कृष्ण की संतुष्टि के लिए.
And then once you have got some pure devotion, then you have to do it all the time. So you may say, well, where do you get such pure devotion from? So you get this pure devotion in the association of devotees, in the association. And that's why it's called Sankirtan. Sankirtan means to chant all together. I may be in Tamagun or Rajagun, but there, and some in Sattvagun, but maybe there's one pure devotee here. And that chanting, I will go come into my ear. That pure chanting will come and enter into my ear. Hare Krishna. Okay? Yes, we should understand that in the association there's both a benefit and some contamination in this world. Contamination, some contamination here in this world, in the material world. So there's one story. I'll tell one story.
And
that one king, he wanted to see a lake full of milk. So he came with his soldiers and he ordered all the people, I want you to dig one lake here. And the soldiers came, dig or else we'll kill you. So all the people in the country had to dig and make a big hole. And then the king ordered all the milkmen, bring all your milk and fill this so I can see a big lake of milk. So the milkmen were coming with big pots and pouring the milk into this hole to make a lake of milk. So one milkman, he thought to himself, oh, why should I put milk? I will put water in. I will put water, I won't put milk.
एक दूध वाला सोचा, अरे मैं क्यों दूध डालूं? जब पानी डालूंगा किसे पता लगेगा और वो लेकर गया पानी और भर दिया उन्होंने.
Yeah, why? I'll keep the milk for me. Why should I give the milk to him? So he never said anything to anyone. He secretly just came with the pot and poured water.
और ये बहुत ही गंभीर रहस्य अपने पास सीमित रखा, दाएं बाएं सब देखा और धीरे से जाकर वे मटका पानी का डाल दिया खट्टे में.
So one of his friends, he was looking at him and he was thinking, I don't think he's putting milk, I think he's just putting water.
उनका एक दोस्त ले लिया, ऐसा लगता है कि ये दूध नहीं डाला है, ये पानी डाला है. ऐसा देखकर उसका दोस्त पूरा यकीन कर लिया, हाँ ये पानी ही डाला है.
Yeah, he's keeping the milk for himself. I know he must be doing it.
तो बोला कि अरे वो दूध अपने में रखता है और पानी खट्टे में डाल दिया है, अरे ऐसा करता क्या वो.
And therefore he thought, if he is not putting milk, I also will not put any milk. I also will put water.
अरे अगर वो पानी नहीं डालता है और बच जाता है, अगर वो दूध नहीं डालता है बच जाता है, मैं भी क्यों दूध डालूं, मैं भी पानी डालूंगा. तो वो भी गया.
And everybody was looking at each other and they thought, oh, I don't think they're putting milk. I also will not put any milk. So when the king came to see his lake of milk, what did he see? So what did he see? Any milk in there? No milk at all. There was no milk at all. It was just a lake of water. Like that. So Krishna knows. So here in this material world, there is this contamination here. You understand what the contamination is? Cheating. Yeah. I want to dress like a devotee and I'll get one nice garland and people will go, oh, Jagannath Mahaprabhu ki joy. But if in my heart I have some material desire, then everything is just a drama only showing. And so the soul, the pure soul, the dharma of the soul is completely covered up now with this ignorance and passion and goodness, covered it up.
And this atma, jo hai, wo puri tarah se is dhong ke karan tamak aur rajagun aur satagun se dhak jata hai.
And so it looks like a good show, some clouds and some thunder, boom, 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 and some lightning.
ऐसा अच्छा लगता है, इसमें एक बादल है, कुछ गरजना है और कुछ प्रकार के बिजली भी दिखाई पड़ते हैं.
And that is the matter, external. That is the external world. But inside, nothing.
यह है बाहरी दुनिया का दिखावा, पर अंदर कुछ भी नहीं है.
So a devotee has to turn his vision inwards, looking inwards now. And with the help of bona fide guru, his pure devotee, he can become purified and be able to see what is wrong with me, what's wrong with me.
एक प्रामाणिक आध्यात्मिक गुरु के अधीन होकर यह देखना चाहिए कि मेरे अंदर क्या खराबी है, क्या गलती है.
And then I can become reformed. You understand?
अब यह सब कार्य करेंगे तो हम बदल जाएंगे. यह
If I don't know what is wrong, then I will not know what I should stop doing. And if I don't know what is correct, I will not know what to do. It is simply step by step. You have to take step by step. That's why Guru is to help you to do which step, so I can gradually get free from these bad quality.
तो ये हमें एक सीढ़ी की तरह है, एक सीढ़ी से दूसरे सीढ़ी, और गुरु जो है हमें मदद करते हैं, एक सीढ़ी चढ़ो फिर दूसरा, फिर इस प्रकार से हम आगे बढ़ते हैं.
So you should understand, a guru is not somebody who just sits on a big seat and comes and gets some puja.
तो हमें ये समझना बहुत जरूरी है, गुरु केवल ये नहीं है कि बड़े आसन में बैठते हैं और सबका पूजा स्वीकार करते हैं.
A guru is someone who comes and enlightens you and helps you become pure.
तो गुरु वो है जो आते हैं और हम सबको
Om Ajnana Timanandasa Gnananjana Salakaya. He opens the eye with the knowledge. Opens eye with knowledge. And by that knowledge, you become free from Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun.
और इस ज्ञान के माध्यम से तमगुण, रजगुण और सत्वगुण से मुक्त हो सकते हैं.
And that guru, he also shows you. He shows you by his character what it looks like.
Guru, अपने चरित्र से ये बताते हैं शुद्ध भक्त कैसे होते हैं.
And gives you personal assistance to develop your spiritual life.
और आपको व्यक्तिगत मदद देते हैं ये बताने के लिए क्या आध्यात्मिक जीवन क्या है.
Okay. I'll finish there. Does anybody have any question? Okay, you get the question from them. Okay, to want to go back home, back to Godhead, that's very good.
So, the question is, why do we bhakti? Do we bhakti for Bhagavad Gita? Or do we bhakti for Bhagavad Gita? Do we bhakti for Bhagavad Gita? So, Prabhupada Ji answered, we have to go back to Bhagavad Gita. Or do we bhakti for Bhagavad Gita? So, it's very good.
Yeah, and because you have this human body, you can do it. If you had other kind of body, you wouldn't be able to do it. So this human life is meant for that goal.
So, because we have this human body, we can do it. And we can achieve it. If we have another body, then we can achieve it.
But you should understand that to go back home, back to Godhead, you have to become completely pure.
देखो ये समझने की बात यह है कि भगवत धाम जाने के लिए हमें पूरी तरह से शुद्ध होना बहुत जरूरी है.
If you have any separate desire, you have to stay here to fulfill your desire.
अगर हमारी इच्छा कुछ भिन्न है तो उन भिन्न इच्छाओं को पूरा करने के लिए जगत में रहना पड़ेगा.
You understand? Okay.
ठीक है. अगर कोई प्रश्न आए
Speak loudly. Can you please repeat? Because all I can hear is a fan. That's overpowering me.
He's asking that in the lecture you gave is very good, and he was very thankful for that.
I heard that.
And the question which followed that is that two kinds of devotion, you said, more of ignorance and more of passion.
Yeah.
And next devotional service. In Srimad Bhagavatam class, when devotee is sleeping, so is it because of more of ignorance, correct? That's the question. Is it sleeping in the class more of ignorance?
Yes.
Devotional service is more.
And being very dirty is also being dirty. But
जब श्रीमद् भागवत के सत्र में भक्त सोते हैं तो ये भक्ति नवभूत से निश्चित भक्ति